Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We've been looking at the benefits of joy. And one of the benefits is obviously the Word of God says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. In His presence is fullness of joy. So we want to be in a joyful mind state, because there's a negative mind state, which is fear. Opposite to joy is sorrow and sadness and fear. And Job 3:25 says, the thing that you fear the most will come to you. And this is the law of attraction in action. That's why the Bible says in 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We want to have positive, good, joyful thoughts so that we attract positive, good, joyful things. So we need to watch ourselves. We need to look at these things. We need to get the joy of the Lord in our lives. Trust Him, believe in Him, and the joy of God will come to you in the midst of all the problems, and you will be an overcomer in Jesus' name. So let's pick it up where we left off yesterday.
So we need to start understanding that we got to get joy in our lives, because when you got joy, you're going to be speaking positive. That's why, listen, praise and worship is vital. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and come into His courts with praise. You see, in His presence is fullness of joy. So Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter His gates with thanksgiving, come into His courts with praise, right? If that's the case, if I'm in His presence through praising Him, then I've got joy. Because in His presence is fullness of joy. So praise is positive. Praise is never negative. Worship is positive. Worship and praise, it's uplifting. It's vibey. It's good. It's a good energy. A good energy goes out. And that good energy brings you into the presence of God, where there's fullness of joy in His presence. Now I'm starting to stew and marinate in joy, and the vibration coming out of my life is positive. Amen. You look at people that are always speaking negative. Think of someone. You know them. There's always a negative thing happening in their life. Always. I call it drama queen. And we chose, my wife and myself, 18 years ago, not to partake in any drama. We don't do drama. Because drama attracts drama. You've heard the saying, birds of a feather, they find each other. Have you noticed negative finds negative? Come on. So you don't want to be part of any of that. You want to be joyful. Joyful is positive. Joyful is uplifting. Joyful is attracting joy, attracting good. People want to be, listen, I want to be around people full of joy. How many of you look for Mr. Griper and say, I want to hang with you today? No. Mr. Negative, I think I'll hang with you for a week. No, you avoid people, don't you? I try to stay away. If I can't change him to a positive side, then I try to stay away from them. I'll preach and teach as best I can, but I'm not going to hang with negativity. And there are people that will find negative in everything. Anybody know those people? Everything is negative. Buy a new car. There's a problem with it. It doesn't do this. Buy a new house. Yeah, but now you're going to have to take care. I mean, they will find the negative rather than the positive. Come on. You know, when I see someone buy a car, even if I think it's the worst car on the planet, I would never say a negative word. I say, praise God, miles of smiles. I bless this car. I thank God that you managed to get this car. Rather than, why'd you buy this hunk of trash? Yeah. I know people who do that. You don't want negative vibe, because negative vibe takes away the joy. And once the joy is gone, you've got no more strength, because if the joy of the Lord is your strength, you're weak. So you need to find uplifting things. You need to find positive things. You need to be on a good cycle rather than a downhill bad cycle. Can you say amen? And so we saw that all of those things, God's presence full of joy, God's strength from joy, God's salvation, the joy of salvation, the anointing from the oil of joy. And then another one, look at this one. Go with me to Proverbs 17. God's medicine. God's medicine. Proverbs 17, verse 22. A joyful, cheerful heart. A joyful, cheerful heart. Not a negative, grumpy, moaning heart. A joyful, cheerful heart brings healing to both body and soul. It even heals your system. Do you know that doctors, not long ago, actually discovered that laughter and joy can heal a person's system? I could have told them that 2,000 years ago. More than 2,000 years. Right? God's told us all these things. So a joyful, cheerful heart brings healing to both body and soul. But the one whose heart is crushed struggles with sickness and depression. I put before you life and death, Deuteronomy 30:19. I put before you life and death, blessing and curses. Therefore choose life that both you and your seed may live. Let me tell you something. If you're a negative person, well, you're with me. I can guarantee you're a negative person at home. With your children, with your wife, with your husband, whoever it is. I can guarantee if you're negative, when I'm talking to you, you're negative all the time. And if you're negative all the time, that's how you are with God. You don't hit the switch and all of a sudden become Mr. Positive. No, you're going to gripe and complain. Why'd you do this, God? What's going on? I never get why. That's how you're going to be all the time. And that's how you're going to live. Amen. And so he says, yeah, a joyful, cheerful heart brings healing to both the body and the soul. In other words, my physical ailments will leave. And my soulish realm, my mind, my will, and my emotions will be healed. God said that, not me. Amen. And so, but the one whose heart is crushed struggles with sickness and depression. The one whose heart is crushed is always down, always moaning, griping, complaining. I had a bad day. How was your day? Well, I mean, just don't talk. Come on. This is God's word. Can you say amen? So God's word, joy is connected to God's medicine. Joy is connected to medicine. God's medicine. And he's the healer. He just so happens to have a name called healer. Jehovah Rapha. Amen. And so if I'm in his presence, his fullness of joy, that must mean that the name Jehovah Rapha comes on me. Amen. And so we can, but listen, joy, like love, is a decision. You can make the decision to walk in joy. Oh, but you don't know what I'm going through. That's your problem. What you're going through is affecting your joy. Let me tell you something. There's nothing new under the sun. Everybody, everyone in this room right now goes through stuff. Every one of us. Is there any one of you that hasn't gone through any trials or tribulations in your life? No. We all go through it. But certain of us choose how we want to handle it. And others choose to just ignore it. We can choose joy. Now, I don't rejoice. The Bible says, rejoice in all things. I don't rejoice for sickness. I rejoice because I know my Lord and Savior, who is a healer of sickness. Amen. Amen. So we've got to get to an understanding that joy is a decision I can make. And when I'm in joy, I'm going to see good things rather than bad things. It's the truth. I'm telling you, this is the truth. God's word told you. He said to you, it's medicine. He said to you, it's strength. Amen. And you need the strength of God. Another thing that's related to joy is God's word. God's word. Jeremiah 15 and verse 16. When I discovered your words, I devoured them. They are my joy and my heart's delight. For I bear your name, O Lord God of heaven's armies. I mean, when I discovered your words, I devoured them. For they are my joy and my heart's delight. What about people who haven't discovered the word of God? What about people who don't know the word of God? They got no joy. What joy they get is what their emotions are telling them to enjoy. Me, I'm telling you, even when the worst things happen in my life, my joy stays there because I don't rely on anything outside of God. I will use whatever's available to me, but my ultimate source is God. He's my ultimate source of finances. He's the ultimate source in my life of healing. He's the ultimate source of peace in my life. If I'm looking to you or the president or the bank for peace, I'm on a slippery slope. Because they're looking for peace. Where are they going to get it? Only one place, the Prince of Peace. Only one place you can get peace, the Prince of Peace. When Jesus was asleep in the boat and the disciples were crying, saying, you don't care that we're going to drown because the storm came up. All Jesus did was stood up and three words, peace, be still. Peace, be still. Boom. Jesus is the peace and we need peace. But if they don't know God's word, they don't know the Prince of Peace. Amen. So it's important for you to understand that God's word in your life is supposed to bring joy to you. And it will, if you've got a sickness, or you've got no finances, or you're going through something, go to God's word, find what he says about your situation, and when you read it and meditate and ponder on it, and you can cross-reference and get other places, it'll start bringing joy to you because you'll see it's not hopeless. It's never hopeless with God. It's not hopeless. It cannot be hopeless when it's in God. With man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And then he even says, if you believe, all things are possible to them that believe. But if I don't know the word, I can't have the joy of knowing that word. So when a trial comes my way, I know what the word of God says. I know he causes me to triumph, no weapons. I understand all of that now. So it overrides what the devil's trying to bring and attach to my life, and it starts to leave me free to be in joy.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between U.S.